street vendors where you buy vegetables or fruits, curry points, food trucks, lunchtime near offices, rainy season evening snackers, midnight roadside meal lovers, Irani cafes and chai, the colorful tumblers that look nice and you drink juice in, rice on a green leaf plastic plate. It looks like a leaf and makes you feel good, but it is lined with a plastic film. That one, and so on and on and on and on. Our lives and lifestyles is flooded with single-use plastic. But since the 1st of July, the government has enforced a ban on lots of these single-use plastic items, and you'd be surprised. Arre, these are the things I use regularly. What is the ban? Why ban? What do I do now with this ban? It's kind of obvious, necessary and urgent questions, because 10 days into the ban, everyone's talking about it, it's in the news, and this episode is an attempt to cover every aspect related to the single-use plastic ban in India. What is it, the history, the banned list, the substitutes, how will it affect you, and most importantly, what can we do about it? Hey everyone, my name is Pratyusha Parkala and welcome to my podcast Prana Cafe, where we simplify, understand and engage with topics related to environment and sustainability. So let's go! What is the timeline of these rules on single-use plastic? Such a big decision cannot happen overnight, right? It has to be after years of planning and preparation. 23 years ago, in September 1999, rules first published said any plastic bag which is less than 20 microns thick will be banned. And after subsequent changes in 2016, plastic waste management rules were given. And Ministry of Environment, Forests and Climate Change notified amendments to those rules in 2021, exactly on 12th August 2021, which talked about the present ban being implemented from 1st July 2022. So over the years, there have been some rules and regulations and guidelines, and we are at this present moment. Government says this ban will help curb pollution caused by littered and unmanaged plastic waste and phase out single-use plastic items by 2022. Before we go any further, what is single-use plastic? We need to be sure we all have the same definition of single-use plastic. Sounds very obvious, right? It's plastic, it is used only once, single time, and then discarded. The disposable thing. United Nations Environment Programme gave a formal definition for single-use plastic, which is an umbrella term for different types of products that are typically used only once, before being thrown away or recycled. That could be cups or straws or bags or food packaging. What's the estimate, the damage, the numbers we're looking at? The stats. The world uses an estimated 100 to 150 million tons of single-use plastic at the least, and about 8 million of these are just dumped into the ocean every year. Government and industry estimate that India consumes about 13 million tons of plastic and recycles just about 4 million tons. The Bartan Company, which is a cutlery bank based out of Hyderabad, stated in India itself, single-use plastic industry is worth 10,000 crores and contributes to 35% of our landfills. So if you go to any dumping yard, take 100 kgs of waste, 35 kgs is just single-use plastic. I'll leave it to your imagination and maths about how many zeros are there in each of these numbers, but all you need to know is it's a lot, and it's code red danger level. Since we know the numbers are big, why is the ban actually necessary? Plastic has become a menace because it keeps adding up to the tons of waste that go into the landfill. And it's never processed or recycled. So we have plastic garbage mountains becoming bigger than Mount Everest. Single-use plastic especially is difficult to collect and recycle. This, when left in the environment, it's harmful to the animals, the soil, the water, and obviously to people. You see, rag pickers, they collect PET bottles and other big plastic items, but not so much single-use plastic because these are tiny and flimsy and not worth it. So if they break their backs to bend and search for some broken plastic spoon pieces, etc., it's insane amount of effort and you have to collect hundreds of them for the weight to add up. So if they take it to a recycling facility, it might add up to some very little value. Hence, even the waste pickers don't usually bother to pick up the single-use plastic and rather focus their effort on hard plastic. So single-use plastic is low value, low turnover, which is another problem. So assuming this ban is final and strict and necessary, let's educate ourselves on what is banned, how will it affect us, and most importantly, what are the solutions and alternatives for these banned items. The ban list. Starting 1st of July, India has banned the manufacture, that is production, import, stocking, you can't keep them anywhere, distribution, sale, and use of single-use plastic items, which have low utility and high littering potential. So here's the list. The first set is plastic sticks. The first one is earbuds, which is basically what most people use. Then balloons, like the special ones you see at parks, amusement parks, traffic signals or parties. This feels twisted, I'll tell you why. Kids are made to believe these are absolutely necessary to have fun. That's not true. Candy and ice cream sticks. Is dessert an incentive for good behavior or a treat to yourself? You end up buying a stick ice cream in plastic packaging, all of which are used up for less than 5 minutes and it's a waste. Anyway, the second set of items is cutlery items. That is plastic plates, cups, glasses. Every day, every place, thousands and lakhs of them being used just for a few minutes and thrown away. Personally, I find this the most problematic because it's mixed with food and wet waste. So even if someone is willing to pick it up, it can't even be recycled because of the contamination. And then you have your plastic cutlery, forks, spoons, knives, straws, trays. This feels so bad, yeah, because like they break even when you're eating. They are of such low quality and low utility. All of this is going to be banned or is banned. Plastic straws and plastic stirrers in cocktails and mocktails, in coffee or tea to mix sugar. This I never understood why and how it can be of any use. The third set of items is wrapping or packaging plastic film. That is around sweet boxes or invitation cards or cigarette packets. I mean, all of those are ripped out in less than a second and thrown away. The explanation for creating this was it'll keep the cardboard inside safe and dry. But I guess we should act more responsibly than use the useless plastic film. Since we just spoke about cigarette packs, I'd like to bring in a special mention to cigarettes here. Don't worry, cigarettes itself are not banned and obviously cannot be banned so instantly. It's a great time to mention that worldwide, around 5.6 trillion cigarettes are smoked each year. And only 1/3 of these are disposed responsibly in a bin or in an ashtray. Mostly we just chuck them out of moving cars or next to the chai tapri or just randomly on the roads. All of this is litter. Cigarettes literally is the largest cause of plastic pollution in the world. Let me remind you, in 2016, the plastic sachets for storing, packing or selling of gutkha, tobacco, pan masala, all of these were banned much earlier. It's just that we need to see 100% implementation. And then the last set of items is plastic flags. Do you know there's something called as Flag Code of India, which gives the laws and practice on how to use the Indian national flag. That says khadi or handspun cloth is the only material allowed to be used for the flag. And flying a flag made of any other material is punishable by law with imprisonment up to 3 years. But now when August 15th comes up, which is just about a month from now, we will see that after the grand and respectable Independence Day celebrations, these plastic flags are just thrown away onto the streets, which is just not right. I guess this ban is not just on national flag, but flags used at sporting events as well. The plastic flags are now banned. And the next category is the polystyrene, the thermocol for decoration, what you see on the stage, the bride weds groom, and then happy birthday, bride-to-be, that kind of stuff. All of that is banned. Plastic or PVC banners less than 100 microns thick. That is banners which are so beautifully put on the stage during the event, but after those few hours, they most definitely end up being thrown away because the event is over and it is not reusable. And the last category is the plastic carry bags less than 120 microns. So we are still in July and this is going to take effect from 31st December 2022, which is the end of the year. But as of 30th September 21, which is almost a year ago, plastic carry bags with thickness less than 75 microns were already banned. Thicker than that will be allowed. Basically, it's hard to understand what is the 75 micron, 120 micron. All you should know is just avoid plastic bags, especially at the fruit stalls, tiffin centers, vegetables. Personally, I don't even like cloth bags. I mean, anything that is excess and unnecessary can be avoided. Don't take new things. Use what you already have. So here's the most important part, the solutions. What I'm going to do is take each of the items in the banned list and give you possible substitutes or what is the best practices that you can do. The first one is earbuds, which can be substituted with bamboo earbuds. And I was reminded of my grandfather using this really soft cotton cloth as earbuds. Obviously, hygiene is the most important thing, but it made me smile. The second is plastic sticks for balloons. Instead of that, you can use eco-friendly decor or cloth buntings, colored papers, flowers, newspaper art. Just go crazy with your creativity. The third is ice cream and candy plastic sticks. Maybe you can indulge in the sugar rush sometimes, but dining in would be a better option. Or just go for the cone ice creams, you know, that doesn't have a stick that you need to throw away. The next one is plastic plates, cups, glasses. Ask your guests to bring their own plates or boxes to eat. Or you can rent cutlery, utensil banks, banana leaves. Compostable cutlery is so in vogue right now. Edible cups for businesses, like, you know, when it's a bigger event. Or you have the areca leaf tableware, that is betel nut or supari in common language. Or even millet and wheat edible tableware. Basically, you eat the food and then you eat away the cutlery at the end of it. So it's a win-win. And next, the plastic cutlery. You can swap it with, say, steel or wooden cutlery, or use your clean hands. I remember this one time I was in the UK and I always carry my lunchbox to college, but that one day I forgot to pack a spoon to eat lunch. I had the option of taking a plastic spoon from a cafe on the campus or eat with hand. The choice was obvious. Though sitting in the middle of a campus with 100 people passing by, it felt funny, but I am happy and I did it. Even if not that, you can use straw or husk cutlery, bamboo cutlery. There are so many eco-friendly options in the market right now. If you have bigger events, talk to the catering company to get reusable steel or ceramic cutlery or rent them. And the next one, instead of straws or plastic stirrers, spoons are the best. Otherwise, you have paper, metal, that is steel or copper straws, bamboo straws. There's even coconut straws now. And straws made of seaweed too. I have tons of resources and, like, you know, businesses that I can point you out to if you just message me. The next one is wrapping or packaging plastic film. For sweet boxes, you could use beeswax wrap or just airtight containers. For invitation cards, maybe substitute it with digital invites. And for cigarette packs, there isn't a solution per se, but I found this really interesting organization called Code Effort, which is bringing about change in the cigarette space, where if you collect cigarette butts and send it to them, they actually recycle it. I have not heard of something like that before. You should totally check it out. It's called Code Effort. For flags, use reusable fabric flags or seed paper flags, which can actually be planted post the event. And instead of thermocol decoration, use cardboard or reusable decor. Use fruits, veggies, flowers as decoration. I actually saw this on Instagram where the whole wedding decor was vegetables, which was then immediately used to cook meals for the event. Literally zero waste. Instead of plastic or PVC banners, you could actually go PVC free. What about cloth banners or a whiteboard sort of a thing, where you can wipe and reuse many times? Or digital boards are making their way to most of the places, be it cinema halls or at conferences and events. So you can avoid these banners altogether. And the last one is plastic bags, which is actually more difficult for small vendors because customers will be angry if they don't have plastic bags. But at the same time, they'll be fined if they have it. And the alternatives will be too expensive or difficult for them to procure and use. It's like I am buying dhania for 10 rupees or banana for 20 rupees and you expect them to give you a cloth or a jute bag. For that, it's impossible. The best thing is to carry your own bag wherever you go. Carry a spare one in case someone else might need it. I always put bags in my vehicle and almost all of my handbags because when I'm in a rush and I need to go out, I might not always remember to keep it. But when you go out, you end up buying something and you're stuck in a no bag situation. Instead of all of this, just keep one ready. And when you get home, empty the contents and put the bag back where it belongs, in your handbag or the vehicle or just by the door as a reminder when you step out. The not banned list. Single-use plastic is banned, but plastic is this whole list of hundreds of things we use in our daily life. Not all of it is banned. So what are the obvious things which we use and which will still be available? Plastic PET bottles like water and stuff, multi-layered plastic for chips and snack packs, hard plastic toiletries like shampoo bottles and stuff, Tetra packs like juice bottles which actually have a plastic lining inside, and milk packets which are thick and have an option to buy back, medical equipment, medical products, and there are a lot of other things which are not banned. This is still waste, right? And this too ends up in the landfill. So what's the solution? It's been stated that manufacturers are responsible for recycling or disposing of plastic items that are not banned. It's called extended producer responsibility. So if I produce something that is bad for the environment to sell my product, it would also be my responsibility to make sure it is collected back from the consumers and taken care of. How will the ban be implemented? Anyway, getting back to our banned list, it'll be done in a phased manner. Though the decision is passed by the central government, it can be fully implemented only with the intervention of the state governments. So they were asked to come up with a comprehensive action plan to phase out single-use plastic and create a procedure to implement this notification. And local level municipalities and gram panchayats too, they have their own penalties and punishments according to whatever suits them and whatever is locally applicable. There's a method to measure and monitor this ban. From 1st July, national and state level control rooms are being set up. Special enforcement teams will be formed for checking illegal manufacture, import, stocking, distribution, sale, and use of single-used plastic items that are banned. The enforcement campaign is to shut down all the units of single-use plastic production. If it is not even created, then the rest of the life cycle of distribution and usage won't even happen, right? And then tackling what's already been produced and in circulation in a step-by-step manner. In fact, the states and union territories, they've been asked to set up border checkpoints to stop interstate movement of any banned single-use plastic items. So each state or union territory, they deal with the problem internally and not move it. There's also a fine on defaulters. If you're an individual, it's going to be around 500 rupees. So if you're caught eating a 50 rupees roadside chaat or pani puri in a plastic cup, you end up paying 10 times more fine, which is 500 rupees. And on producers, it's 1 lakh for the first offense, 2 lakhs and license cancellation on the second offense, and the rules go on. In fact, in Telangana, a penalty of 25,000 will be levied even on local bodies if they are trying to burn plastic in public or private places. So the fines are such that if you are an individual or a government body, everyone has to be responsible. If you know manufacturers who are still producing single-use plastic, you can in fact directly complain to the Pollution Control Board. And finally, there's an app. I installed it and I'm trying it. It is called a Single-Use Plastic Central Pollution Control Board app, SUPCPCB app, to add and track complaints. I downloaded it from the Play Store. I'm assuming it is also available on the App Store. The challenges of implementing the ban. There are two kinds of challenges. One, the long-term mindset. I've seen many people tell me they don't find support from their immediate family or close circle. This is true. And you could be one of those who's being difficult too. Basically, Most people are so used to plastic in the last 2-3 decades, they just choose convenience over environment. Personally, what I do with my family is constant engagement and reminders, telling them why creating more waste is harmful for the planet. Earlier, I said I don't like new cloth bags. That's because of a situation I find myself frequently in. When I say no to a bag at the counter, at the cash register, they say it's a cloth bag, it's a paper bag, or it's free. I mean, if I shop for 1,000 or 10,000 rupees, paying a 10 rupees for a bag isn't a big deal. So this isn't about that. I just don't want to accumulate more things that require more resources to be manufactured, even if it is decomposable or if it's a cloth bag. The second challenge for implementing the ban is short-term situation, especially after COVID, when there was a mandate to use only disposables, everyone had to 100% switch to it. Now we have a policy to not use disposables in either case. My personal experience has been to carry my own cutlery, and even if the restaurants use ceramic or steel cutlery, they are mandated to wash them to high hygiene standards, so you don't really have to worry. What can you do? As a conscious citizen, mindful consumer, what can you do? First is, you educate yourself on what is banned. 100% refuse those banned items in everything you purchase or use. Create awareness. Talk and discuss. Educate vendors in your community. Tell them about the ban. What are the items in the list? Why is it important? And most importantly, how it affects them. The second is, start by doing a plastic audit. What is the waste you generate on a weekly or monthly basis? It's important to know where you stand, what your problem areas are, so you know what to focus on, where to cut, and where to find substitutes. Begin your transition to plastic-free living with simple but effective swaps. Since it's a ban for the whole country, not just you or me, thinking of donating reusables to communities that cannot afford them. It can be cloth bags, or a steel tiffin box, or a glass, or a spoon. If you have more than you need, if there's something you can share, you don't have to do a large-scale fundraiser or a mega donation drive every time. Maybe your house help or watchman or someone in your neighborhood who can use just a little bit of support. And businesses, they should focus on circular economy. When you ban single-use things, your focus shifts from not just making and throwing away stuff, but the end of the use. There has to be a way that product is broken down into parts and it can become the raw material, a starting point to make a new product which is full of utility. That way, nothing goes into trash. Way forward. The ban itself is for a cleaner, less wasteful society. But just as a rule or to share on social media or a WhatsApp forward, that's not enough. It needs to be implemented. And in a way that it's not a one-day thing, not for Gandhi Jayanti or a Swachh Bharat thing, but a systematic implementation. And people need help to make that transition. Both individuals and businesses. Monitoring and measuring systems may have fines, but there should also be a positive reinforcement so that there is long-term intrinsic change. Obviously, this whole ban will make sense or be successful only through effective engagement and everyone putting in action together and providing alternatives that are equally affordable and available is important. And people who recycle and are proud about it, even I am. Recycling is great, but it's definitely not the first step in conscious or minimal living. It comes after refusing what is not required, reducing what you can, and reusing what you have. The simple rule is, avoid anything that's disposable and use something that is reusable. As one environmental advocate, Rose Savage, said, it cannot be right to manufacture billions of objects that are used for a matter of minutes and then they are with us for centuries. That's what you need to think about. Well, if you need any resources or help or have any doubts or want to know about any sustainable brands and substitutes, hit me up. I'm available on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as Prathyusha CFA18. Let me spell that out. It's PrathyushaCFA18. I know it's a super lengthy episode with so many details. I encourage you to go back and listen to bits and pieces of it. Tag me on social media where you think you found some useful information and share it widely, because this is a ban that's going to affect every single one of us. And it has started on the 1st of July, that's 10 days ago. So much more to go, so many things that we need to do to make sure we are living a more conscious lifestyle. And that's the end of the episode. See you soon with another informative topic on environment and sustainability right here on Prana Cafe. Lots of love.